new day was living. Oh, sweet little brother. So hungry, I can't wait to eat my mom's delicious galette. I can't imagine my life without these folks. I can't even imagine myself leaving home for any reason.
Each and every one of us has a place called home. A place where you can be yourself with people whom you feel connected to. A place where you don't have to worry about your religion, skin color, or even the way you dress. Simply, a place where you belong. But sometimes, one needs to leave home to forsake a great part of his life in order to achieve success to become autonomous. Yet, would it be easy, or would it be the most difficult problem that one can face? In the light of this, Samba said,
The place not to matter, but the family is the big problem.
Then, Carson added,
you know, family is the best place you can be, because those people, they have been there for me from birth. They're the people who brought me up. They're the people who made me, me. Of course, I've managed to get a new family here. I now have new friends who are very good to me. But then that biological attachment to your first family is still there. I still miss them.
This is love. This is happiness. I love eating. Yum, 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 yum. Would I find other dishes that are this delicious if I were a foreign student? Would I find common dishes?
What did you prepare for lunch, Mom? Is the first phrase that we utter when we are home. We are caught under the spell of the taste she orders. What a luxurious life. Whilst things wouldn't be the same if you are a foreign student. You have to get used to different types of food. In this sense, let's give voice to our fellows, Carson and Geneva, who could tell us a little bit more about this.
I love food.
It's not good. We need a good nutrition.
Since I was used to heavy dishes, when I came here, I faced a problem with light dishes. That time when you eat and 30 minutes later, you feel hungry again.
I hate my life when you force me to go out. Oh, I can find my pink scarf. Thank God, here it is. Would people accept me with my scarf? Would they be hostile towards a Muslim?
We are all in quest of the right path, and you sacrifice no matter what to find it, to book a ticket, to get to it. Yet, there are moments when it appears as a maze, a labyrinth. We end up by misleading the keys which clutch us on that itinerary. In fact, that's the theoretical role that religion plays on this journey. So, would we be able to preserve it in a place where everyone seems to have a different religion than the one we have? Perhaps Carson and Catherine could answer this.
Actually, here in Annaba, there is a church. It's called Puna.
They allow us to hold some services. They allow us. They don't disagree.
And I'm happy we are welcome here.
I always arrive first. Dad! Whatever. Thirsty to read more pages from Ralph Ellison's Invisible Man. Nor is my invisibility exactly a matter of biochemical accident to my epidermis. Would I be discriminated if I were living in a society that is not mine? Would I be punished for being different? For being an externer.
Usually, when we pick friends, our decision would be based on their mentality, wiseness, and common things between us. But what if you are in a position where people would pick us based on something that we have nothing to do about? Something that we didn't choose or could change? This was one of the issues that foreign students have to face.
In the first days, they were people would call us papaya and so on. And I really didn't know what that meant, but I knew it was relating to my color. So those first days I used to be agitated by that. But then I came to understand and to just live with it. Right now I can actually call my friends papaya and we laugh about it.
They just look at us like we are new in the country. They just look at us that way, but not in any cruel way. They're just like surprised, where do you come from? But not in a bad way.
But now I'm used to that. I'm used to eyes on me.
What is known as Lord, either spiritual or Thomas?
I have the feeling that he's speaking Chinese. Would I ask him to explain for me again? No need, I will check with my classmates. Imagine if I were a foreign student, how would I be able to express myself and to speak my ideas?
According to Nelson Mandela, education is the most powerful weapon which we can use to change the world. Though, in order to change the world, we should have a good education first. For that, Carson, a mining student, Samba and Geneva, English students, and Catherine, a medicine student, had to relinquish their precious home to continue their studies in a different country. And these are some of the problems that Carson told us behalf his friends.
At first, you'd just get into a lecture, you sit back, and you just watch what is happening without even understanding what they are talking about. It is still a problem like now in the studies, like at times you get to an exam and you don't really understand the question asked. So it just means you are not going to answer correctly if you don't understand the question correctly. So language is really a big blow, but we are working on it.
Sharing our thoughts and emotions with others is already hard enough, and it would be more arduous if you had to share it with folks who don't even speak the language we speak. What a difficulty that a foreign student unfortunately have to face every day and everywhere, whether in public spaces or university campus. Let's ask Samba, who has more knowledge about this issue.
Like every country, if you don't understand their language, you will face some trouble. It's difficult to communicate with someone who doesn't understand and what you say. But in university, I have never faced this problem.
Anyway, I know myself, I'm a flexible person, I'm sociable, and above all, I love challenges. Ha ha ha, that would be a nice challenge.
No one would accept you if you don't accept yourself. In this life, a person gets what he gives. Give yourself the respect you need to be happy. Just don't forget that happiness only comes when you appreciate what you have and what surrounds you. Love to be loved. Accept to be accepted, and appreciate to be appreciated. Eventually, the doors of happiness will open up by itself.
We have to thank God for what we have. We have to appreciate what our governments do, be it in education, be it whatever the living conditions, because they are striving so much to keep us where we would be. So I think we should be appreciative.
For me, there is no foreign students here. We are all Algerian now. We spend more time here than in our respective countries.
I'm home! What wild imagination! That may be an excellent monologue.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was Zine Boumazat's schizophrenic interior monologue.
Khawlat Walbiya, my other self, and you brilliant IYV members, see you next time from a different place with a new story. N'ayons pas peur de la différence, fraternité. J'ai dit amour et paix, je répète amour et paix. N'ayons pas peur de la différence, fraternité. Good girl, Khawla.
Thanks, Zineb.
High five, Timan Neva. Pose pas de questions, il t'apprend.